Thank you so much.
Yes. So thank you so much, Dorothy. You settle us well by calling on all of us to harness our collective power. And I believe this webinar is going to really interrogate this. What does it mean for us to harness our collective power in our diversity from the feminist approach? So thank you for giving those key remarks and opening up this space for our conversation. I will now call on my co-moderator, Edna Mwemusi. Hope I pronounce your name well. So Edna is going to really set the space by looking at the scene from the youth and the feminist lens. She will be co-moderating with us, but since we are talking about the intersectionality, we really don't want to leave the youth behind. So she's going to contextualize what does it mean to have a conversation from the youth and intergenerational feminism, linking the fight against violence to leadership with a renewal commitment, but also importantly looking at inclusion in all these conversations we are having. So Edna, whom I'm honored to moderate with, over to you to take it to set the pace around youth and feminist lens.
Yeah, among all these powerful women in the room to speak on these new forms of violence. So first of all, I'd like to give acknowledgement, especially to ICWEA. When I started my activism journey in 2022, these were women that I was looking up to, and they really inspired me in terms of HIV advocacy. Now to get a chance to work among these women, it's truly an honor. Now, in relation to today's session, where we're talking about intergenerational activism and leadership collective, especially in relation to new forms of violence, especially against women living with HIV. From a youth perspective, it is really a different challenge and a different journey, I'd say, much, because since we started this project in March this year, if I'm not mistaken, I have actively been speaking on these new forms of violence. And one of the things I have come to observe in terms of actively giving awareness and advocacy is it doesn't take one form leading these efforts to ending new forms of violence. It takes forms of advocacy, raising awareness, and counseling, plus dialogues with even what we call them, victims of these new forms of violence. Let me start from a place of dialogue. Just in the recent month, I had a conversation with people from Kigoma. It's another region of Tanzania, where victims were saying that being coerced in cervical cancer, it's fair, and it's one of the way which they can have access to services. So even victims themselves are not that exposed that this is violence, and they should take ownership in ending these new forms of violence. So it's integrational in terms of you don't take one form of advocacy in ending it. Also, another form is speaking to implementing partners and decision makers. So it has also come to my awareness that some of the implementing partners who are funding this project are not aware that these forms of violence are existing in the community. Just the previous week, I was speaking to one of the, I could say, employee of the PR2 in Tanzania, the new PR2 in Tanzania. And he was really astonished that this is violence. This is happening in the community. So leading this movement, especially the Naming to End It campaign, it has really been an eye-opening to how much violence can take form in the community without the victim or even the perpetrators noticing it, that it is violence. And lastly, speaking about intergenerational leadership and collective organizing, as from a youth perspective, especially a young woman living with HIV, it has been a place to connecting and networking. From this campaign, I've had a privilege, like I have stated initially, to meet women that are a source of change. And from this, I've got a chance to learn how to reach decision makers. I've got a chance to network and meet women that are making changes in Tanzania. For instance, the last campaign, the last meeting that took place in Dar es Salaam, where we meet, I got a chance to network with a woman that deals with human rights in Tanzania and how they've been working to bring change. So in terms of intergenerational, it has proved to be very impactful from a youth perspective, where we get mentorship, we get networks to reach people who are decision makers and bringing change in the community. So as a woman living with HIV, it has been really eye-opening seeing how work towards ending these new forms of violence. First, in conclusion, it takes more than one form. I've had to be a counselor. I've had to be in dialogues with victims to explain to them how this is violence. I've had to take part in advocacy, training other youth, other women living and affected with HIV. What are the new forms of violence? And also them, the women affected affected by HIV, they were not aware of this happening. But also it has taken form of awareness building, speaking to implementing partners, speaking to policymakers on the existing of these new forms of violence, but also rounding it up to intergenerational leadership. It has been an empowerment session. It has been an opening session. So even when we speak of the movement, we say it's something that should go beyond its implementation time. So it's my belief that these networks which I've been able to make in Thrive as a Thrive champion will go beyond the project implementation. The spirit and the passion towards the advocacy of ending new forms of violence, it will go beyond the Thrive implementation. In that regard, I'd like to say thank you for listening to me. And perhaps let's move now into our feminist dialogue with a powerful panel of leaders from across the region. And last but not least, I'd like to point this out or highlight this out. As I speak of inspiring women that I got to meet, it's not just women that are older than me. Even fellow youth, for instance, Jerob, our panelist in the room, she has really been an inspiration. Seeing the milestone that she has achieved, I'm like, oh, that's possible. I can reach that mile. So yeah, the whole Thrive has been really an experience. Over to you, Immaculate, and thank you for the opportunity.